We was cleaning up some land. We was up out there building a fella boat, trying to load up stumps and different things, roots and things. Because I just done burned it all up except that. You know, that stump, you know.
Now that was a lot of latches the rest of the winter.
Yeah.
Tell me how you cut it. You said it wasn't quite like cutting just regular wood because it was
Right out of by being, you know, like roots would grow, and how they grow after getting ground is just like your roots down in the ground, just like your limbs on the outside. That's the way up. If you notice by trees, they grow this way. You know, in the ground, they got a tap root. It would be the same as the tree up. That's where trees grow.
Do you ever burn the wood up above the ground there, or do you like to stick with the root?
No, we burn it all.
Even the limbs? You burn
the limbs,
them?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Tell me about getting turpentine, if you would.
Well, you know how it runs. It comes from the trees.
Yeah.
The turpentine comes from the trees. You have a hack. You know, something like a hack. And you set that tree up with cups, like the tin that you were looking at,
yeah.
Or you made a hat to the tree, with small area, and you put a big rail under there, and you set that cup under there, you know, then you chip it in this direction.
You chip it away
from it? Way,
cross
way. Make sure it's lining, you call it lining. If you're lining, it's sitting something like that. All right, you put it on the side and you chip. Then when it hit this line, it'll run down and the cup's sitting under there.
Yeah.
And he'll catch the turn time.
How long does it take one of those cups to fill up?
2 weeks.
So, and those cups are about, how much they hold?
They hold a half a gallon, some of them half a gallon, some of them quarts. But usually they're using the half a gallon cups now.
And they take about 2 weeks to fill up?
Yeah.
And now what do you do with it when you get the cup full?
Oh, well, you rip it out.
Is that
turn it to the still.
Now, what do they do with the still with?
Well, they mix turpentine. The warehouse lots to do with the turpentine. You know, I mean, the government, you know, for using for explosives and things like that.
So, but what is it comes out of the tree? What do you call that stuff?
Turpentine.
You call it turpentine then, too?
Yeah. Then when you get through the process, then you get a rosin. You get the spirit of turpentine.
Yeah.
I can't do that, man.
Spirits of turpentine. That's probably made around here.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you use that for?
Well, it's for honing use.
So how do you use it?
Well, you're with it. Or you can take a little, you know, on the ship or something like that.
And you can ingest it?
Yeah. You know, it's
good for your stomach?
Good for your stomach.
That's interesting. Now, what do you do with the rosin and stuff like that then?
Well, this made by having green and different things like that. Green, I don't know what it is. In fact, about it, so much of your clothes is made from that very pine. What you see where it say cupboard?
How is that?
Well, I don't know too much about that because they got different woods in different places.